home was a two-story, three-bedroom in one of the top five wealthiest neighborhoods in Las Vegas. At least that was true 40 years ago. In 2076, it was one of the top five largest homeless encampments in the city and was affectionately known as Las Vegas. Technically, Las Vegas was any part of the city outside of the high-rises, but this particular neighborhood was the center of it all, the heart that pumped life through dying streets. With air quality at an all-time low and crime at an all-time high, people abandoned street-level living in droves when the towers opened. The promises of clean air, clean water, and 24-hour private security were all they needed to justify the exorbitant costs of living and get up off the streets. They had it all, and the higher you went, the more it cost. Millionaires bought up high-story properties, while the lower levels were packed like sardines with people who were willing to spend every penny to live in what was essentially a hotel room. 8-person households stacked on top of each other and sharing a kitchen with 10 other families was apparently worth it to avoid what was happening outside. Some people hung on. People who didn't want to let go of their perfect 2-bedroom ranch with an attached garage and yard for the kids. They'd worked their lives for that perfect home. But eventually, the future came for them. Maybe their water poisoned them. Maybe the sewers backed up and the city just decided it wasn't worth fixing. Or maybe they woke up one night to a gang of drug addicts ransacking their house and threatening their families. Whatever it was, nearly everyone moved to the towers. The world didn't just stop outside of the high-rises, though. It looked a lot like a post-apocalyptic wasteland, complete with marauders and bandits, but people had jobs. They definitely had bills. Life went on.